8:55 Eastern Daylight Time. And Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
The evacuation of the remainder of the Channel armies proceeded today, but under greater difficulties and with heavier losses than before. With the clearing up of fogs which had hung over the coast for 2 days past, the German Air Force got into action again. And withdrawal of troops made it possible for the Germans to bring artillery within range of the shore. They claim to have sunk 3 warships and 8 transports today, besides damaging many others. Whatever truth there is in that, Allied losses were certainly severe. However, it is believed in Paris that about 200,000 men have been got out so far, besides wounded, and that the British, French, and Belgian troops left are not more than 50,000. Some of these are still fighting their way toward the coast, and others who served as a rear guard for the evacuation are dug in on the sands around Dunkirk, with the guns of the Allied fleet serving as their artillery support, hoping that they may yet have a chance to get out too. And the British say that a small number of their troops, surrounded for days past, is still holding out in Calais. There was fighting along the Somme today near Abbeville. The Germans made 2 sharp attacks and the French counterattacked. Each side claims to have repulsed the other. The southern French cities of Lyon and Marseille were raided by German bombers. And as those which attacked Marseille flew in from the sea, it was at first thought that they might be Italian. However, they proved to be German, part of a force that flew down from southwestern Germany, cutting across a corner of Switzerland on their way, as did other German planes that attacked Lyon 3 weeks ago. Today, Swiss planes went up to defend their country's neutrality and shot down 2 of the Germans before they reached the French border. Some of the Germans then bombed Lyon, where 30 casualties were reported, while others went on to the Mediterranean and then turned back to attack the harbor of Marseille, which is the principal port of entry for French colonial reinforcements brought in from Africa. About 40 casualties were reported there, mostly on a British freighter which was hit in the port. The German story that the super dreadnought Nelson, flagship of the British fleet, has been sunk at an unannounced time and place looks a little suspicious. Nobody said anything about it in Berlin till an American reporter said he had heard a rumor. Then the German said it was true but would give no details. And after that statement had been cabled back to this country, the German radio referred to it as news that had been published in the American press. The British say the story is not worth denying. Hitler announced today the release of half his Dutch prisoners of war, farmers, miners, and workers in the food and building industries, and said the other half would be demobilized gradually in order not to create unemployment. His proclamation blamed the Dutch government for refusing Germany's protection and added, I quote, "In the fight which thereby became necessary, the German armed forces took every precaution to protect the population and preserve the land of the Netherlands," end quote. Just when Italy is coming in is still uncertain, but nobody in Europe seems any longer to doubt that it's going to happen sometime. The National Council of the Fascist Party tonight called on Mussolini to accomplish the nation's unity, and said that Italy must cut the bonds of foreign control of the sea, which threaten her with economic suffocation and coerce the nation's free will. One of these bonds is, of course, Gibraltar, and when Sir Samuel Hoare, the new British ambassador to Spain, arrived in Madrid today, there were demonstrations in the streets in the Italian style, with students shouting, "Gibraltar for Spain." A group of high Italian army officers arrived in Berlin tonight, and a party of Spanish generals, too. Foreign Minister Gafencu of Romania, always friendly to France, resigned today and was replaced by Ion Gigurtu, who is well thought of in Germany. Premier de Valera of Ireland told his countrymen tonight that IRA is in immediate danger and that they have only days, not months or weeks, to get ready to resist aggression. It would be futile, he said, to believe that our will to be neutral will save us, end quote. There was also a good deal of uneasiness about fifth column activities in South America. In Buenos Aires, there were anti-German demonstrations on account of the recent sinking of an Argentine freighter by a German submarine, and there were demands that the government investigate reports of foreign espionage. In Uruguay, the president asked Congress to pass a law prohibiting societies affiliated with foreign governments, all of which has some bearing on the argument going on in Washington as to whether the president should be granted authority to call out the National Guard in an emergency. General Marshall, the chief of staff, said today that under the present law, the Guard could not be sent to assist the Army in what he called one of the situations that might arise in this hemisphere.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.